Our Father, that we pray unto you, is for your love, is for your mercy, for your grace, is for your kindness, is for the power of your Holy Spirit, is for you to have all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise, and the salvation of sinners by our Lord Jesus Christ. May he get the work of the cross, what he paid for, may he get it. May it be fulfilled. All righteousness, all believing, all obedience, all peace, all that he's earned because he died for our sin. Father, correct us where we need correcting, but correct us in measure. Understand that we are but men. We have lust, we have weakness, and we have sin. And we look unto thee to correct our sin and to put us in the right way. Help me and others to read the scriptures and to meditate thereon. And bring them unto our mind as I preach the gospel. Cause us to see and to understand. For our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, Father, give courage and give right words. Give freedom of speech for Jesus Christ's sake and for his glory. Amen. Good evening or good morning, everyone. I want to bring a message that's from the gospel of God's grace. I'm planning to preach this from the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 28. We'll start our reading at verse number 7. And in this message, it might be the last one I bring for a season on the book of Jeremiah. I have an inkling, or I had, to get into the book of James. So I'm still praying about it, that there's a lot in James that I think is going to be helpful to us, some practical application of some other aspects of the gospel. But then here in the book of Jeremiah, the new covenant is going to be coming up, so I'm in between the two, and you can pray for me. And I want to bring a message here now on discerning in between true and false prophets. And I want to say thank you to the people who have been praying for me, or who sent me encouraging words as I was sick. If I showed you the picture as to what I looked like, you would not, it was not well, but it was only for a few days, and I'm recovered, I'm strong enough. But this particular message is entitled, If the Word Comes True. That's how me and you know the difference in between a true and a false prophet. A true prophet always speaks things that come to pass. And it's never if you have enough faith, it's if you have any faith. Whoever believes on the Son of God shall be saved. But what the false prophet says is if you have enough faith, then you'll be rich, or you'll be healthy. But the Lord Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. And that's because he was not offering a fake promise. And that's what these false prophets offer. They tell you what you want to hear, but it's fake. And you have to be able to discern if it's coming to pass. And I'm so very thankful. One of the first things I thought as the coronavirus came, even before it hit Africa or in the U.S. in a big way, I could look in China and in Italy, and I could see it was coming. But I was happy about this, in the midst of the sadness, that the false prophets who preach prosperity are being exposed and undressed, and they're being shown as fake, and they're naked, and they're ashamed, and the prophecies are coming tumbling down. And what me and you must do is we must discern in between the good and the evil, in between the person who is truly speaking the word of God and the people that are not. And this is for our souls. This is for everything. This is playing for keeps. When God says that there's an everlasting salvation and an everlasting damnation, that there is a lake of fire, he's really telling us, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? So to say, well, I don't have time for any of this, or I will let my priest, he'll handle that. Don't entrust your soul into a man. If you want to trust your soul into the written word of God, and you want a preacher that's opening up the scriptures, that is preaching unto your understanding, and is preaching accurately and faithfully, because there is a blessing that's attached to hearing and believing the word of God as it truly is. But if we're deceived, if we don't test the spirits, if we don't try them, if we don't judge in a way that God has given us to discern a false prophet, is he preaches stuff that doesn't happen. He tells us, our flesh, what we want to hear. I'll be rich, I'll be healthy, this is my year. All these prophets were coming out saying, this is your year. Pay your money, scream in the auditorium. And that's what people want to do. But they weren't prophesying that this was going to be a year of calamity for so many people. And to be saved, it does not mean I won't catch the COVID-19. It means that God is with me. That is the real promise. And there are so many fake slogans that they take scripture and they seem spiritual, and what they're really saying is that since you trust Christ, this evil, this harm is not going to come your way. Ask Job if it prevented him from being touched and hurt. Ask our brother Paul if him being the holiest man in the world, if it stopped him from trouble. No, it brought the devil to afflict him. But the promise is not that me and you will have no trouble. It's the promise is that he's with us. It will never separate us from his love. And so when these prophets come and they say it shall be well with you, that you'll have money, that you won't have problems, that you'll be healthy, that this is your year, that you can name it and claim it. Haven't these men been made to look like fools? I look at Mr. Kenneth Copeland. He's easy to pick on now. And it's only COVID-19 that has opened the eyes of a lot of people that this man's an idiot. He is so far off from the preaching of the gospel. In Nigeria, it's a man named Pastor Chris. This virus has flipped their brain because it has broken their power structure and their ability to make their fake prophecies of wealth and health, and to act like they have the dominion to name it and claim it and decree and declare it. All of this comes tumbling down. It's almost as if they're cracking up in their mind. But me and you who preach the true gospel, our message hasn't changed in these days of hardship. I've been telling you the whole time, the kingdom of God is spiritual. And if we bow to it, we shall be saved. If we bow under chastisement, he will be merciful unto us. If we repent and believe his gospel and the fact that the kingdom is not of this world, it shall be well with us. But let's get into our text of scripture. And so the prophet in Jeremiah chapter 28, verse number 7 says this. It's the prophet Jeremiah says this. Only listen to this message. Now the false prophets had been saying that all of the trouble, it was going to stop. You'll be healthy. You'll be wealthy. You won't have any problems. In just 2 years, everything that was taken into Babylon, it shall be returned. And they like to use time as a way to make their prophecy. It's almost like they're just rolling other dice. But Jeremiah had been saying, look, you got to go out into Babylon. And you're going to have to bow unto the king of Babylon. That's like God saying, you must repent and believe the gospel. You and I must bow unto the lordship of Jesus Christ. Me and you must endure chastising. If it is not a promise that I can control my circumstances, I'm not God. I don't have any ability to control God or to manipulate God. Even Paul said, I prayed 3 times that this thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, would stop, take it away. And the Lord Jesus said, my grace is sufficient. And so he learned, our beloved brother Paul, as he learned to glory, my brethren, in his infirmities. He learned to trust Christ when everything looked and felt upside down. He said that we have a sentence of death in ourselves. I was in some circumstances, Paul said, as to where I felt like it's over, fellas. But I was brought to this extremity, this powerlessness, that I might put my hope in God who raises up the dead. And as I've been conscious of the weakness of my own preaching, of my own soul, of my hypocrisy, this COVID-19 time has been so profitable, and especially my week being sick. That week, it was such a blessing to expose my weakness, hypocrisy, fraudulentness, sinfulness, unworthiness, inability, helplessness, nothingness, my folly. It's like he brought me out of a fleshly trying to be somebody great, and he brought me into the low seat that said, Lord, you're going to do all the things, and you're going to have all the glory. It's going to be by the power of your might and of your spirit. It's not going to be me at all. And I feel so much more confident in the Lord. I feel so much more bold. I feel strong in grace, but not in myself. How about you? Are you weak and broken down into nothing? That's where the gospel is supposed to make you. But these other false prophets come in and say, you're somebody. No, you're not. Without him, we can do nothing. You and I are nothing. Paul said, Not that we are anything to think anything as of ourselves. Our sufficiency is of God. And when a man gets weak, he'll be strong. He'll see the grace of Christ. He'll see the faithfulness of the Savior. He'll see imputed righteousness. That I can never get more righteous than I am at this moment. I can never be more worthy of any blessing than by what Christ did at the cross. That was sufficient. But the false prophets were talking about the greatness of man, how the problems were all going to go away, how everything was cool. You ain't got nothing to worry about. That's a lie. If your hope is in this world, it's not where it's supposed to be. He and you are to have our eyes on things that can't be seen. Then it's well with my soul. And you know the man that wrote that song, that wonderful song, is he wrote it after his children died in the storm. That's how we get the power of God sometimes. So the man who comes and says, oh, your mother ain't going to die. She might. Now, he can play the mathematics. She's at Stanford. And she's only in her 50s. You know, I can look at the math and say it's most likely that she won't. But I can't prophesy what God's going to do. Neither can anybody else. And these false prophets have to be watched. Because if they're wrong even once, and they're wrong all the time. These false prophets in Nigeria and the U.S. will promise 1,000 people, you're going to get rich, and the crowd will erupt, and they'll all give, and then there'll be 2 people that ended up with a raise. And here it's often by way of scheming and corruption. And they'll bring up these 2 people as an example of their power, but almost everybody else is in the same condition of struggling, but they'll give them their money next week. And what God has done in His mercy is He's exposed these false prophets as hypocrites. And if me and you will look, if me and you will listen, if we pay attention, we'll be delivered. I was rescued from a false prophet as his prophecy failed. How about your preacher? Is he preaching things that always happen? Or is he just rolling up the dice and taking your money and promising you things that he has no power to perform? That is a false prophet. And so Brother Jeremiah says in chapter 28, verse number 7, only listen to this message I'm speaking in your hearing, in the hearing of all the people. I'm making it known unto everybody. That the prophets who preceded you, like Isaiah and Hosea, who preceded you and me from ancient times, prophesied war and disaster and plague. You sin, you die. You need a redeemer. Oh, repent. He chastises us. He brings us back through affliction and plague against many lands and great kingdoms. And it always happened unless there was repentance. Like the book of Jonah. But as for the prophet who prophesies peace, who says it shall be well with you, who says you shall get rich, or you won't get sick, or the coronavirus, it won't touch you, don't tell people that. Because you give them a false confidence, and you make them go out with unwashed hands, and they meet in a group, and they catch it, and they die. And then the false prophet says, well, he didn't have enough faith. He's a liar. He himself is hiding in quarantine. He's scared to death under catching. Where's Benny Hinn? All these healing crusades. Where's Francis Chan? This power to heal people. Why is the Pope preaching to an empty cathedral if he has power to do anything? They don't. This is what I'm saying. If you would match their words with what happens, they tell you that you can decree and declare. That you can command God. Who can command God right now? Let him stand up and declare health on Italy and New York City. Or sit down and be quiet. And I am begging you to listen, share the message, either with your own words or with this video. But it breaks my heart to see people in Africa who are poor being promised wealth and giving their last dime. Having to go borrow money just to pay a prophet instead of paying a doctor if their mother's sick. It hurts. I was in a place and this woman is dying. I'm looking at her dying. And she's got hypertension. She can hardly breathe. She's all swollen up. And the false prophets are pronouncing her health. And no one had taken her to the doctor. Hundreds of thousands of people will die just because they won't go see the doctor. Because some lying prophet has said, oh, you won't get sick, it ain't your portion, or you'll never die. By his stripes you're healed. That's not what that verse means. By his stripes I'm healed, made up righteous. I've been reconciled back unto God. I can follow the shepherd of my soul. Stop lying. Doesn't it hurt you? Doesn't it break you? Doesn't it just crush your soul? We gotta judge in between the good and the evil. And we have to give our life unto the gospel and to share it. That's what Brother Jeremiah did. And the Lord will be with us. But as for the prophet who prophesies peace, only when the word of the prophet comes true. That's our subject. Only when the word comes true will the prophet be recognized as one that the Lord has truly sent. So he gave us a way to understand the real from the fake, what's solid from what's phony, what's of God and what's of Satan. And Brother William Huntington, I was reading him this morning, was talking about the number one place to fear the devil is in the pulpit. It's the place where he is most dangerous. It's the place where he's most active. And I got a little video clip that was sent of when Kenneth Copeland was, if you're into religion and you got your eyes open as to what's happening, Kenneth Copeland, as he made the video, COVID-19, I blow the wind of God on you, wind. And he asked the people, wind, blow. And they remixed it and put some music to it and were kind of scratching it out. And I responded, if the devil was a rapper, that's what he looked like. I know some of these gangster rappers is evil men. I understand that. But the devil's in the pulpit and he's preaching lies. So if what he's preaching does not come to pass every time for everybody with any faith at all, there's never been one person who has put their hope in Jesus Christ who's not been sanctified, who's not been forgiven of their sin, who's not had him with him in trials, who's not overcome, who's not more than a conqueror through him that loved us. That promise is real. But when they say that they can decree and declare, what can they decree and declare now? They can't even declare themselves able to come outside and hold a meeting at their church. They can't even walk into a hospital of infected people If they had the true rhythm, now was the time to stand up. But God is exposing them in their lives for our benefit and for our mercy. And so you take it. If you look at them and match their words of commanding God, that don't even sound right. Match their words with their deeds. Who can command God? I know Brother Joshua said, "Son, be still," and it stopped. I know Brother Peter actually walked on water. I know Moses stretched forth his rod and the Red Sea opened. He prayed and it rained down manna from heaven for 40 years. Appalling them would heal a man who had never walked or was born blind. These miracles were not fake. They were real. But what can these imposters do today? They promise you wealth. And Nigeria is one of the poorest countries on this planet, with an oppressive government, oppressive preachers. The average age of death is only 53, and it has more prophets prophesying health and wealth than any nation on planet Earth. How do you square that? If people would open their eyes and look, they'd say that these people are lying. They're talking big stuff, but they're producing nothing. But when we say that the kingdom of God is not of this world, it's not silver and gold, it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, you put your faith in Christ and you'll know Him. You'll taste His power. When we talking about being forgiven and having power over your sin, not because of your willpower, not because you're trusting in yourself, but because you are looking unto Christ Jesus and believing that you are righteous in the sight of God based only upon His work on the cross. And then the Spirit comes with power and you overcome. That's for everybody who believes. When Paul is preaching, "Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," he's not saying that person won't get sick and die. Even the thief on the cross who was dying in his repentance, when the Lord told him, "Not today, you just have to name it and claim it, and you'll come down off the cross and you'll have a gold chariot." No, the Lord told him the realness. "Today, you're going to be with me in paradise. You must die. You committed a crime, and the kingdom is not of this world. If the kingdom was of this world, our Lord Jesus would never have gone unto the cross, and God would never have allowed His Son to die." And how about chastisement? We have to bow to it. How about Christ dying for our sin? This is the thing, my brothers and my sisters, that men think that He, the Almighty God, exists for their own happiness. And anything that doesn't make them happy, anything that hurts us, any car crash, any affliction, any sickness, any poverty, anything that troubles us, "Oh, my grandmother's sick, oh, my child is sick," anything that me and you don't like, men preach that God is responsible to, and He wants to just heal all of our problems and solve everything, and that's crying peace, peace, when there is no peace. And it's not real. Because even babies die, and believers get cancer, and you can be the best Christian and lose your business in the middle of this pandemic after years of planning and hard work, and it's cut down into nothing. I can't promise you any of that. That's not the kingdom of God. And men who promise you all these things are just lying. God exists for himself. He made this world for his own glory. The Lamb was slain. I read it today in a post, and it's accurate. Before God made this world, he knew who he would save and who he would punish for their rebellion. He didn't make us sin, but he sure did make us righteous. He predestined us, he chose us, he elected us, he redeemed us by the blood of Christ. He washed us in his blood, in the power of the Holy Spirit. He gave us faith. He brought into us a brand new heart. He put us in Christ. He put us in the new covenant. He'll bring us into everlasting bliss. He does not exist for us. We exist for him. Do you understand that? And that's the gospel that must be preached. And if you bow to it, that's what Rabbi Jeremiah was saying. Chapter number 27, verse number 5 through 7. This is what the Almighty God says. By my great strength and outstretched arm, I made the earth. That's what God says. And the people and animals on the face of the earth, I give it to anyone I please. You're not in control of anything. I'm in control of everything, he says. And so now I have placed all these lands under the authority of my servant Nebuchadnezzar. This was a cruel man, but God was going to use him to accomplish his purpose, the king of Babylon. I have given him the wild animals to serve him. All nations will serve him. It's part of the chastening of God that Israel had to be afflicted because of her unrepentance. His son and his grandson. It was going to last for 70 years until the time for his own land comes. And then many nations and great kings will enslave him. And what God was telling those people through the prophet Jeremiah is you go, you bow down unto my chastisements. You bow unto my gospel. You bow unto my wisdom. You bow unto my absolute son. You bow down and confess that Jesus Christ is your master. And it shall be well with you. Oh, he'll give you the power of the Spirit. But what the false prophet says is that it shall be well with you. Just keep doing what you want to do. You're so strong. You're so good. All the power's in your hands. This thing about the free will of man. Man thinks his will is so good that he is uncorrupted and can help himself. And all he needs is a chance. But what the Bible says is that our will is so wicked, I can never choose Christ because I'll always embrace my wickedness. But if I embrace my wickedness and confess I'm a sinner who will choose sin every time, he'll save me. That's what it means to bow down. And men are so haughty. Men are so proud. But it never comes to pass. Is your preacher preaching things that always happen? Is he preaching a God that's to be bowed to, who sits on the throne in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, who created all things for himself, who rules absolutely, who has mercy on all who endure chastising instead of rebelling against him? If he's preaching like that, he's preaching unto you the truth. That whoever believes on him whom he's preaching shall be saved. But if your preacher is preaching money's gonna be fine, ain't nobody gonna get sick, ain't nothing bad supposed to happen unto you, just watch and see. Watch and see if the things he's saying Because he isn't only promising it unto you, he's promising it unto everybody who hears his voice. And if even one person gets saved, if even one person does not get rich, according unto the Bible, he's to be put to death. That's what they used to do in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we call them false prophets, and we say, I'll see you later. Hit them with the deuces, and we're out the door. So, judge for yourself. If what you're hearing is real, it'll come to pass. If it doesn't come to pass, it's not from God. If you have a false prophet, then you let him go. And you get a hold of the men who preach truth. And you get yourself around the sisters who love this gospel. And you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it shall be well with your soul. There will be peace and joy in the middle of trials. Because nothing shall separate you or me from God's love. For his name's sake, our Lord Jesus Christ, be blessed and honored and praised for everything. Amen.